The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Thursday edition, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. For those of you who are wanting to know the news, hey, we got some breaking stuff in here. The DOJ, according to what we're getting over the tweets, the Twitter feeds are going ballistic this morning over the fact that the word is the DOJ is pressing charges against Ray Epps. Remember the J6 protester everybody thought was, you know, and of course the tweets are a little off too, because it says 3 years of nothing, then they pull federal charges out of thin air. What is this? Either he's indeed an FBI agent or this is for show. Ray Epps doesn't have to be an FBI agent, Matt Wallace. He's the one who posted it and on his Twitter feed. And I'm just like scratching my head going, okay, I believe it when you see it. Ray Epps, definitely, if you watch the videos, and I'm sure a lot of you have, he definitely incited people to enter the Capitol. He was in there. He was one of those people doing the Gene Hackman from Enemy of the State. Get in there. Get in there. He was definitely one of the ones doing it. There was a guy up in a, you know, scaffolding up there with a megaphone yelling at people doing the same thing. Now, who was inciting it? Was it Trump or was it them? Trump told everybody to go over there and peacefully make yourselves heard. They want to twist it and in the knots and point it at Trump, of course, and make it look like he was the one that incited the riot. But Trump wasn't there. Trump wasn't standing outside the Capitol yelling, get in there. He wasn't the one doing it. It was Ray Epps and the jerk in the tower. So, you know, when you got people inciting riot, and then you got, of course, the Capitol Police opening up the gates, opening up the barricades and letting them all in. Open the door, let them in. Yeah, I got to do a little Paul McCartney there. But I mean, see, this is what they're doing. This is nutty. The whole thing is window dressing, folks. It doesn't matter what is actually going on. And I'll tell you, well, it does, because what is going on is there's 2 days left to order at the Power Mall in order to get free shipping in support of Screw Bezos Day. Free shipping all week long on anything you order at the Power Mall, excluding dropship products, of course. But you don't have to apply a code. We'll do it for you. If you don't have a internet access, 877-817-9829, the Power Mall opens in less than an hour Central Time, and you can call up and place your orders there, and they'll even shop the partners tab for you. We've got that. In fact, one of our partners, we hope, is going to be on today with us, James McCanny. You like listening to him. He discusses science as well as water filters, which I have the entire system. The MC5, or that we have that unit, plus we have the UVB unit. Have that. So we sterilize, purify, 5-stage water filter. It's totally cool. He's going to be on the show with us. Hopefully we can reach out and touch him in the next hour. And, of course, we're now taking orders for all Strauss Naturals product, including the cinnamon-flavored heart drops, which you all know and love. Strauss is going to be drop shipping all the Power Mall orders, which means you can auto ship any Strauss product. Canceling's easy and hassle-free. You can call or email us if you need to cancel it. We hope you're taking them, because a lot of people apparently love them. So we made a deal with Strauss to drop ship all of that so that you, the listener, can have a choice. Because before, you didn't really have the choice. You could only buy the regular Strauss. Because, you know, here's the thing about business. We're not in an Amway convention here, and we can't front load everything. And we all know how much you love Strauss. So here's the thing. We made it available and worked a deal out with them so that they could drop ship the stuff and you could pick from the entire catalog rather than just one thing. Isn't that wonderful that we can do that? See, this is our way of answering to the parallel economy. We also have the Daily Deal, which if you go to thepowermall.com and click on Daily Deal, then you can enjoy saving on a daily basis because it gets some seriously deep discounts there. For those of you who want to call and get a Power Mall catalog, 877-817-9829, of course. And we love your donations as well. You can either click the Support Us tab on thepowerhour.com or send a check, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And, of course, you can shop on our partners. We yesterday told you about the whole cow freeze-dried beef at J.D. Rucker. Power Hour Beef will be live soon. You can place your orders online, and they will send you freeze-dried beef chunks. Yeah, whole cow, not mRNA-infested. See, this is the thing, and I got a story on that, too, what they've done with pork. Now they're making pig beans. You ready for that? You ready for pig beans? Seriously, they're going to, you know, it's a whole thing, definition to sue it. Yeah. Suey is now soy. They're going to take soy and start converting it into beans. Yep, it's genetically engineered beans, folks. Boy, they're after contaminating the whole bloody food supply. See, the whole idea about what we're doing is, here on this show is to give you an opportunity to survive. We also have the video interview we did yesterday with Carolyn Blakeman and Nurse Laura Demaray, Restoring Hope for the Vaccine Injured. That's on our Substack page. You can connect to it through thepowerhour.com and watch it, share it with your friends. It's commercial free. And it's probably one of the more enlightening interviews that we've done because you can actually get down in the trenches and ask a nurse who is on the front lines that is so educated and share it with people who are doubting Thomas's. Because, I mean, that's how you do it. And if they want to watch it, they can. Maybe they'll wake up and they'll go, oh, you'll get a phone call. I'm so sorry. I doubted you. After listening to the show, it's like, wow, my eyes were opened. And that's a possibility. Tomorrow, we're giving away that donated Galaxy 19 Ku-band free-to-air satellite system with Rick Kaler. Yeah, that's going to be fun. So hopefully you got your letters in by then. Anyway, moving on to today's top five news stories. If you live in Florida, well, you have one less insurer. Here's the thing. What if all the insurance companies pulled out of the state of Florida and refused to provide hazard insurance in a hurricane-prone state? What do you do? I mean, nobody down there. It's, you know, there are places that are, you know, you've heard the old saying, home of the newlywed and nearly dead. I mean, how are these people? There's so many retirees down there. Ugh, I tried to tell you. These people down there are literally in trouble if they pull out. Farmers insurance. We love farmers. Dum, 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 dum. You know, they're going to stop offering policies in Florida. Home, auto, umbrella. Thousands of people down there are going to have to change their insurance provider. If you live in Florida, oh my God, look out, here it comes. And they have subsidiaries too, like Foremost Signature and Bristol West, you know, all of these things, you know, they're going to, this is not, you know, the Foremost and the Bristol West are still intact. These policies are still going to be available, but don't be surprised if they don't start going up. Because you see what happens if you're a bean counter and you understand how this works. They look at the actuarial tables of how much they have to pay, and they have to spread the losses over the affected. So if you live in the state of Florida, you're all affected. That's the one thing about insurance. It's just going to get more expensive the more hurricanes there are. So let's follow that logic to its conclusion. The unnecessary conclusion is it's going to drive insurance companies' prices up so much, people will not be able to afford it. They will be cash strapped. And if you have a mortgage with insurance tied to your monthly payment, guess what's going up? Your monthly payment. You're going to get a notice from your servicer. telling you that your payment is going up. And if you can't afford to make that payment, well, the insurance company will do what they call forced place insurance. And they will get cranky because, see, one of the contracts it stipulates is hazard insurance. And it says right there in your mortgage, if you're in Florida, you will provide hazard insurance to protect the lender's interest in the home. So if a hurricane comes along, yeah, you know the story. I know we're not stupid. We get it. That is the unnecessary consequence. The necessary consequence is if you can't find coverage, you're in default. The necessary thing to know is with Farmers leaving and State Farm, you know, I mean, we've already talked about that. We call them Snake Farm for a reason. This is a sort of thing that homeowners in Florida, I mean, if you're moving there and you're thinking about moving there, you should know what you're in for because a lot of people are moving there. You should understand that, you know, I lived in California and I know how expensive it is to live there. This is just a little hiccup. You know, you can say that all you want, but when it comes down to, you know, this 100,000 policyholders that are affected, that's a biggie. And if it goes up and, you know, all the insurance companies are going to try, it's called parity. They're all going to try to keep their rates the same. When one raises, they're all going to do it because, see, they get inundated with all these customers. It's like, look, we can make more money. Look who just raised their rates. Let's raise ours in line with theirs, because if we keep our rates real low, everybody's going to come to us. We're going to get inundated. And if there's a hurricane, we're going to take some really hard losses. You see, that's the thought process going on behind the scenes you should know about. So we got to touch on that subject. It does affect you economically. You are required, if you have a mortgage, to keep hazard insurance. This affects your lifestyle directly. In any issue. Myra Flores, remember we had her on our show and her press secretary sanitized the interview? That's not fair. Not fair to us, not fair to anybody. Well, but you can only ask her these questions. Oh, really? You know, see, this is the thing that really irks me. I'm using the term irks, okay? I don't want to offend anybody here. We do have a Christian conservative audience listening to the show, and I get it. All right, you understand Myra Flores. All right, she was on the show. She tried to answer questions, and I had to drag out of her the little inspecificities that, you know, I mean, it's crazy that we have to do that and beat around the bush. That's basically what you call it. She's 37-year-old, and she is seeking to regain the seat that she held in Texas's 34th Congressional District, located in the southern part of Texas, encompassing a stretch of the Gulf Coast and points inland. She was born in Mexico to migrant workers. She gets it. She moved here to the U.S. when she was 6, became a U.S. citizen when she was 14. First Mexican-born woman elected to serve in Congress. She believes in God first, family second, country third. So you make up your mind. We're going to try to get her back on the show again. And maybe she's going to have a press secretary that doesn't have his head up as you know where. Yeah, I hate dealing with them sometimes. I did that for a political candidate once in Kansas. I was his press secretary for a while till I saw how crazy things were. And I thought, man, maybe you should get. No, actually, he did lose, but he got 40% of the vote and he was a Democrat. So I learned a lot. The thing about 10-second sound bites, I actually learned that from former Yankees and Royals skipper Dick Houser in an interview with him one day. He's the one who actually told me about 10-second sound bites. Because people's attention span, it's like, what did he say? You know, you got 10 seconds, okay? You get that in 10 seconds, you can soak that up. But if he goes on and on and on and on, which politicians do, and the hardest thing as a press secretary to do is to get your candidate to keep stuff in a 10-second sound bite. I just thought you ought to know. This is what's going on behind the scenes, folks. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio and Josh Hawley of Missouri, both Republicans, have introduced legislation to prevent further accounting errors at the DOD after a valuation error came to light recently at the Pentagon, amounting to over $6 billion, $6.2 billion, as a matter of fact. What a flub that is. The draft bill aims to amend the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961 to require the Pentagon to use accounting methods that capture the true cost to taxpayers of sending weapons to other countries from U.S. stockpiles. You remember? The hair sniffer says, because we're running low on ammo. I'm like, okay, was that a treasonous statement? Did you just release information through the media to the enemy, letting them know? Is that treason? Answer that question. Riddle me this, Batman. Yeah, how's that work? FBI Director Christopher Wray had barely completed his opening statement at the House Judiciary Committee's FBI oversight hearing yesterday when Mike Johnson, Republican from Louisiana, began a rapid-fire barrage of pointed questions that culminated in a clash of utterly opposed perspectives. So, you see, and they're basically Mr. Johnson telling Mr. Wray a thing or two. You're protecting the Bidens, aren't you? No, we're not. Yes, you are. You have a DOJ that's selective, and they tell you to investigate what they want investigated. This is why I have a real hard time believing, until I see it, that the DOJ is actually going to... I mean, it's going to be front page news going after Ray Epps. Because, I mean, Tucker, everybody in the news media, you know, who didn't attack Ray Epps besides Tucker... And then, of course, Hannity had to jump on. And that's not, they're not the only story in town, folks. Hackers believed to be linked to China have exploited vulnerabilities in Microsoft software. So if you have a Microsoft PC or Android or whatever the case may be, they breached the email systems at over 24 organizations, including some U.S. government agencies, as part of a suspected cyber espionage campaign. The hackers are identified as Storm-0558, exploited a security weakness in Microsoft's cloud computing environment to gain access to sensitive computer networks. We don't know what kind of data they got, but you see how they can infiltrate. Now imagine if they can get it that far that they can get into our grid. That's all the hackers have to do is get into the grid and shut it down, and then you're going to watch holy hell break out in the United States of America. We'll get into that here in a bit. That's our five top news stories for today, 17 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, for those of you keeping track. You might be having to work. You might be on your second cup of coffee. It's okay. We're all human here. We are not robots. We're not Devo. Chinese state media, by the way, they pounced on U.S. shipment of cluster munitions to Ukraine. Because, you know, at the same time we said we're bringing cluster munitions to Ukraine, they're yelling, hey, that's rules-based international order. That's a mafia-style hypocritical racket going on here. Yeah, it's a good deal of whining about the alleged hypocrisy of America giving China a hard time about brutal political repression, bloody massacres, forced labor, and genocide. The state-run Global Times pounced all over Biden for helping Ukraine commit prospective war crimes. You can't send cluster munitions over there. We have a rules-based international order in place, and you're violating it. You know, so, okay, is he trying to get us closer to World War III? It's a question. I'm not fear-mongering. Just think about it. Chinese tech companies also, you thought that we were the only ones getting our butts kicked during the lockdown? Chinese tech companies lost over $1 trillion during the two-year lockdown over there. This is a British-American financial analysis firm, Refinity, found China's leading tech companies lost $1.1 trillion in market value during the two-year regulatory crackdown on the industry. Yeah, they want to control the information. See, that's how it's going to happen here. They're going to control the information. So in the meantime, we told you about Ray Epps at the center of this thing with J6. He's suing Fox for defamation. Claims he was forced to sell his home. Yeah. Because he says he's a former Marine who said he was forced from his Arizona home due to threats. Is asking for unspecified damages and a jury trial. But Ray, don't you think that the other side, don't you think Fox is going to get discovery? They're going to get you in a deposition, Ray, And they're going to ask you questions that even Tucker Carlson, who you claim was defaming you, it's not. Here's the thing, folks, you got to understand, Ray Epps is going to have a real hard time getting anywhere with this defamation suit. You can look at this as window dressing, because if you're a public figure and your name is way out there, which is, you can't seek defamation. And you certainly can't seek defamation if it's the truth. If you were out there standing there in your jumpsuit yelling at everybody to get in there, yeah, you can say defamation all you want, but see, if it's the truth what you did, and the DOJ is coming after you because it's all window dressing, well, I'll tell you what, let's press charges against Ray Epps so that we don't have to. Yeah, you see what I mean? We can look like we're doing the right thing. We look like we're not biased. Yeah. You watch, though. I mean, look how fast his picture went off the wall with the FBI, right? And now they want to come back and do a, what's that thing Jen Psaki used to say, circle back around? You know, how's that work? Are we going to see Ray Epps and all of a sudden, boop, nope, we decided we don't have enough to press charges. Now, see, they just want to make a mockery of the entire situation because they can. End of story. A man accused of filming himself raping unconscious boys whom he allegedly drugged is an illegal alien living in the U.S. in Franklin, Tennessee, according to the police department there. 63-year-old soccer coach Camilo Hurtado Campos was arrested and charged in Franklin County, Tennessee this week for allegedly drugging and sexually abusing multiple young boys from 9 to 17 years old and filmed the assaults on his cell phone. He's an illegal alien who has lived in the area for about 20 years. Now he's busted. God, we got another Jeffrey Dahmer out there. Man, this is sick. This is what's going on. Alabama prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for a previously deported illegal alien accused of brutally murdering a young mother and her son while holding the woman's daughter captive for the purpose of raping her. 37-year-old illegal alien Jose Paulino Pascual Reyes of Mexico is accused of murdering 34-year-old Sandra Vasquez Seja and her daughter, Omar Gallegos Vasquez, her 14-year-old son, rather, as well as keeping her 12-year-old daughter captive in Dadeville, Alabama. So here's the thing about the illegal immigration going on right now in America. This is what to expect. Now, if you have somebody out there that is woke, that doesn't believe that firearms should be possessed by anyone, or who are ignorant of what these illegals are capable of doing, if they are rapists and murderers, and this is what they do, this is what they did where they came from, and now they're here. Now, what do you think is going to happen? They do what they know. Have we made any kind of an impression here this morning? They do what they know, which means if you are not prepared to defend yourself and your property from these idiots, they are repeat offenders in my book. And if they show up on your doorstep, what are you going to do? Look, I know you don't want to kill another human being. I get it. But what do you want? Do you want a repeat performance of everything I just told you? You're seriously going to have to make that decision. You're going to have to understand that they're letting these people in here by the millions, and they are going to infiltrate our population. And they're going to do things that, you know, carjacking. I mean, get this. We got an 8-year-old in Alabama arrested after allegedly stealing a car at gunpoint in broad daylight and then refusing to pull over police after he commandeered the car. They got him after he crashed into another vehicle. Wow. Well, they got their hands full, huh? 8-year-old steals a car. I think they got video out there of that stuff. WSFA reported that down in Alabama. And see, you know, this is craziness. I'm telling you. Where'd the 8-year-old get the idea he could do it? Yeah. You see, here's the thing about the education system in the country and about these single fathers not being there, you know, or single mothers, rather, not having a father in the home. Larry Elder pointed this out a long time ago. This is the big problem. Especially why you wonder why more African Americans are in prison. This isn't racist. They're there because the family is disjointed. That's all by design. The education system is educating, if you're an elderly listener here, they're educating your grandkids to turn on you. You have to stop that. That's your mission. You got to educate your grandkids so that, you know, everything that the educational system is doing right now is teaching your young child, well, you've got to go to college and get a degree if you want to make it in this world. This is what the younger, the elementary, that's their cycle. Okay, that's their propaganda machine going. They want you to go to college, to a four-year libtard institution, so they can further brainwash you into hating the capitalistic society and everything that you, the elderly, built for them. Because you wanted them to have a better life, right? Come on, let's put the thinking cap on here this morning, folks. The Supreme Court, of course, has issued a rare statement on Justice Sonia Sotomayor's allegations. Apparently, there's a lot having to do with pressuring colleges to buy her books over the years amid reports she amassed millions of dollars in net worth since she was named to the high court more than 10 years ago. This report was published Tuesday by the AP, said it obtained new details about her team's efforts through the open records request to public institutions, said that Mrs. Sotomayor's staff has often prodded these colleges that have hosted the justice to buy her memoir as well as her kids' books. Well, sorry, you didn't buy enough of them. For if you want her to come there, you need to buy this many. Okay. We know what's going on, don't we? Iowa Republicans, by the way, have passed a heartbeat bill late Tuesday to protect the unborn from abortion once a heartbeat can be detected, which is about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Of course, it passed along party lines, mostly, after a one-day special legislative session called by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds. The bill includes exceptions for rape, incest, the life of the mother, miscarriages, and fetal abnormalities deemed by a physician to be incompatible with life. But before she could sign it, abortionists, of course, filed a suit, trying to stop it. Craziness, isn't it? Moving on to the Second Amendment, which we were talking about earlier. Members of the anti-gunner lobby love to claim that situations involving good guys with guns don't happen, yet local news outlets seem to report daily on stories which law-abiding citizens use firearms to defend themselves or somebody else. And of course, we had the story in there about a life-saving moment wherein an armed store clerk took down a robber in Nashville, Tennessee. It's happening. I want to get into a little bit here about the most gun-friendly states this year so far. Obviously, the red states dominate the list. You guessed it, but I want to talk about that for a little bit here because we're coming up to the break. Multinational car makers Stellantis and Toyota have been criticizing the U.S. EPA's overly optimistic plans to promote vehicle electrification, which they warn is unrealistic, giving rise to a host of issues, including an increase in mining. Here they're trying to cut down greenhouse gases and other pollutants in motor vehicle emissions. And they turn around and do you know what happens when you mine? You dig up methane gas. Hello? Yeah, people got to be real careful about that. I've heard so many stories about people dying in the mining pits because they hit a pocket of that stuff. Pretty crazy, isn't it? We'll be back to talk about the gun-friendly states and what's going on with your gun after we come back from the break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with me.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's a Thursday. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us for this segment. It's going to be pretty hot and heavy here. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in on anything we're talking about. I'm going to spend a little bit of time focusing on this article by ammo.com. Believe it or not, the firearms industry is analyzing itself. And it analyzes the most gun-friendly states, which I have the list of the top 25. No, we're not going to do that. We are going to tell you who the top 25 are and discuss why. Number 25 is Iowa. Iowa's stubborn. It's probably one of the reasons why. I mean, they're a little slow to grow. I mean, the lower the rating or the ranking, it means that the gun laws aren't as strong as they could be. So as I'm reading these things and I'm increasing in number or decreasing in number, rather, you will be able to get where your state ranks, if it even does. Number 24 is Utah. Well, the Mormons could be somewhat impressed with that. Maybe not. Because I happen to know some and they love their guns. Now, maybe not all Mormons do, but a majority of them, I think, they're preppers. Is it stereotypical? No, I would consider it smart. We should all be doing that, learning from them in certain ways. No, you don't have to be Jehovah's Witnesses or whatever. I don't care. It's all religion. We're walking in the spirit here. But, God said not to be stupid. He gave you sound mind. It's what it's all about. Number 23 is Georgia. Okay, that's a swing state, so understand where their mindset is. If you live in that state, you really need to research the firearms laws there so you know, because some of these people have a duty to retreat mechanism in their statutes, and you have to know what that is. You duty to retreat basically is, look, I tried to get out of the way. They came at me. I could not retreat. I was forced into a corner. I had to use deadly force. That's duty to retreat. If you can run away from a situation and in order to avoid fire, that's what you do. That is the law in some states. Number 22 is Louisiana. 21, and all these laws just went into effect July 1 in the state of Florida. Florida is ranked 21st out of the top 25 most gun-friendly states because apparently their laws, even though they have stand your ground and castle doctrine, not quite perfected enough. Number 20 is Arizona. Number 19, Kansas. Number 18, and boy, this is surprising, Tennessee. Man, I thought that, you know, I mean, people stereotype, and it's not fair, I know. They stereotype Tennesseans as hillbillies and rednecks and the Hatfields and McCoys. You remember that story. No, it's not like that. They love their guns, too. But you got to look at the laws. That's why I'm talking about this. You got to look at where they stand. Your castle doctrines, your stand your ground laws, all that stuff, you got to look into that. Do yourself a favor and do the homework. Ask questions. Talk to your local sheriff if you don't have internet, or go to the public library and sit down and look. Number 17 is Indiana, number 16, Kentucky, number 15, Alabama. Number 14, Alaska. Surprising they're that low on the list because of the fact that a lot of people up there hunt game. So they're used to pulling the trigger. Number 13 is Maine, which surprises me because that's, you know, it depends on how you look at Maine, whether or not Maine is, you know, totally libtard or totally conservative or a mixed bag or whatever the case may be. I'm surprised Maine was that far down the list considering where its neighbors are. Wyoming was number 12. Idaho was number 11. You know, that's surprising, too, given what happened with Randy Weaver and why there wasn't an uptick. Number 10 is North Dakota, 9 South Dakota. And this is even more surprising because of all these laws that have been passed on the books, thanks to the Gun Owners of America and other lobbying groups. Number 8 is Texas. Wow. I can't believe they're not up on the list even further. Number 7 is Oklahoma, neighbor to the north. Number 6, Missouri. Show me. I'll show you. Yep. Number 5 is Mississippi. Number 4 is Montana. Understandably so. Number 3, the natural state, Arkansas. Wow. Number 3. And see, they had a duty to retreat law in place, and they have since repealed it. That moved them up the list. You know, and Arkansas, Montana, Mississippi are 3, 4, and 5, thanks to their pro-Second Amendment governors. Stand your ground laws and relax carry and conceal requirements. That's why they are where they are in the rankings, according to ammo.com. Number 2 is West Virginia. Yep. West Virginia, mountain mama. Yeah, boy, they're packing. I gotta love it. And guess what the number 1 state is? Are you ready for this? Thanks to its incredibly relaxed gun laws, low crime rates, and lack of state sales tax, New Hampshire. Number 1. Can you believe it? I didn't even give you the drum roll. Darn. Sorry about that. But see, now you know why. Now, when we talk about low crime rates, let's talk about, you know, exceptions to the rule. Talk about Kennesaw, Georgia. You remember that? I even discussed this with John Lott Jr., who is a gun expert that's served as expert testimony in a lot of different cases. You talk about why crime rates are low. It's because, like in Kennesaw, Georgia, they passed an ordinance where every law-abiding citizen had to have a gun. Crimes against property dropped 85% when that ordinance was enacted the following year. So you see, when the criminals know that the potential of breaking into a house could result in their getting shot, well, they go somewhere else, right? So look at that as a deterrent. Now, you know, we talked about earlier in the show about the necessity of having to pull the trigger on another human being. But Dave, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Okay. If that's going to get in the way, then I guess you're going to go meet your maker. I understand. Well, Cain killed Abel. That was evil. Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know, what did the Bible say about going out and buying a sword? You know, there's a reason why. I mean, you have to defend yourself, don't you think? You're on a mission here in life. Think about what mission you're on. One is not to live in fear. Okay? Now, if you don't have a firearm, then the arguendo could be that you put a sign in front of your house inviting a home invasion. You know, like they do with schools when they put signs up that say gun-free zone. Oh, yeah, you go ahead and put that little, you put that Biden sign out in your front yard. Guess what you just did? Yeah, you see, people read that. The criminals are not stupid either. They get that. You start touting, you know, I'm a Trump supporter. They probably figure the guy's got a gun. Maybe not such a good idea. See, they look at your political affiliation and make a decision based on that as to whether or not you're a victim. Yep, I don't have a gun. Yeah, it's amazing. I've actually talked to people from Jews for Guns. It is amazing how people, how their affiliations and their patterns change based on the political climate. So those who are ignorant of their past are doomed to repeat it. So saith George Santayana. Thought we'd just throw in some food for thought there. To get you thinking about whether or not you want to go out and invest in one of these things, whether you want to acquire vis-a-vis the legal means, filling out a form 4473, which, of course, the gun dealer who sold it to you, who's an FFL, that's Federal Firearms License Dealer, risks having a raid on his place, like what happened in, West Virginia. Came in there and just decided to bust in, or Montana rather, in West Virginia, or Virginia. They came into his store and took all of his forms. Now, he's required by law to keep those forms until he closes shop. And then they came in and took them all. Now, is he in compliance with law or not? You see, and is IRS agents doing this? Really? I still haven't heard any legislation being passed yet to get rid of the 87,000 armed IRS agents that we were warned about. Have you? If you have, please call the show and let me know. 844-769-2944. Inflation, by the way, fell to its slowest pace since early 2021 in June, according to Department of Labor stats. Consumer price index rose by 3% compared with a year ago, according to the government. The index was up by 0.2%. Question is, do you believe it? Groceries, cost of groceries is still up there. They try to whitewash it by saying, well, it dropped last month. They increased slightly in the month of June, rising only 0.1 point. It was unchanged from the month prior, but less than back in April when prices were up 0.2%. This is according to Bureau of Labor Statistics. Well, remember what we said. There are three kinds of lies. Lies, damned lies, and statistics. So you can take that for what it's worth. You go to your local grocery store and you find out. Here's the good news. Egg prices are continuing to drop. Now, is that good for the hens? Yeah, we actually have a sign posted that why there's an egg shortage, you know, besides the fact they're killing off the hens. Well, there's an egg shortage. There's a sign out there that somebody took a picture of that we decided to post on your email blast. It's kind of funny. Egg shortage because hens identifying as roosters. You know, we got to have a little humor here while we take everything more seriously in other aspects, okay? Tim in Michigan, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, in 2022, there were 581,404 licensed deer hunters hunting in the state of Michigan, and not one of those white extremists or gun owners shot anybody but a deer.
That's right. Oh, dear.
So between for 15 days in the month of November, over 500,000 people go out in the woods and hunt, and they don't shoot each other, unless by accident, of course.
Or unless you're hunting with Dick Cheney.
Or a correction, though, in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say thou shall not kill. It says thou shall not murder.
Okay.
That's the correct. That is the correct. Thou shall not murder. You
know, here's the thing, Tim. You and I, we get this. You know as well as I do how many interpretations of the Bible there are. And so you're looking at, if you're not looking at King James or you're not looking at the New Revised Standard, and I mean, it depends. I get what you're saying. It is illegal to murder.
David,
I get it. I get
David
it, sir.
David sent armies out to fight and kill. And
that's
the,
right.
Even
he did,
the Lord,
didn't he?
Even, and God even ordered the Israelites to go into what is now known as Palestine and kill
Smite.
Every man, woman, and child. And everybody uses that as, see what a horrible God this was. The thing is, they don't tell you who was living in that area and where the fallen angels were and the giants.
Thank
That's
you
why
for that.
They came back and they said, we are grasshoppers in the eyes of these people, and we can't beat them. And they made them wander in the desert for another 40 years for not believing enough in God to go take out those people. And they weren't people. They were hybrids.
Oh, well, I'm really glad that you called up and enlightened me with those points, because I don't have my scripture in front of me to do that. And I'm glad you did, because that really, and you know, people look at that and say, well, why would God? No, you go over there and you smite thine enemy. I mean, David, you know, he picked up a stone and put it in a sling and threw it at the Philistine, right?
Palestine was the land of the giants. That's King Og was the last living king. King Giant.
Amazing.
And they ruled that area.
Yeah. Wow. Man, thank you for that spiritual enlightenment this morning, Tim. I love it when people are doing their homework. This tells you exactly the perspective. Now, Tim, as long as I got you on the line, I just did this little thing for the last 14 minutes regarding this issue with having to pull the trigger if you are, I guess he's not on the phone anymore. So the thing is that we're looking at your ability to defend yourself. And if you are invaded, if people come on your property, you have to know the law. You have to understand that the Fifth Amendment prevents you from having to open your mouth and tell the cops when they show up, because they will when you call them. And if you stand there and admit to every single thing and you start telling them all about how it happened, rather than saying, if you're going to arrest me, then fine, I want my attorney. Shut your damn mouth. You have a Fifth Amendment right not to disclose everything without your lawyer present. Remember what I said about the district clerk telling me that 92% of all convictions come out of the mouth of the accused? Why would you sit there and tell the cops anything? If you had to take out an illegal immigrant breaking in your front door, you are justified. The evidence is there. Don't mess with it. That's the one thing. Don't pick up, don't police your brass. Don't do anything. Don't disturb the crime scene. They will charge you with tampering with evidence. Do you understand what I just said? You need to study the law. If you want to know the law, this is what my friend, the paralegal, found out, because he lost his first traffic case in Nebraska. And the judge said, look, don't get mad at me. You want to know the law, go study it. And as a result of that, he won his next 17 traffic tickets, to the point where he was no fun to play with and beat up by the local cops. So they stopped pulling him over for every little traffic infraction, even though many of them he did deliberately to see if they'd do it, because they knew, he's just going to beat us in court. Don't bother. They were just little minor things he would do, like illegal right turns or left turns or illegal U-turns, just to see whether they, you know, who's he hurting? See, I mean, he would come in and beat these cases in court. And they just gave up, because he's no fun to play with in the sandbox. So they just leave him alone. See, that's, we have the right to be left alone, do we not? But see, if somebody invades your territory, what are you going to do? This is where you have to mentally prepare yourself. And if you're not, this is why I'm hearing these comments about stockpiling food, guns, and ammo. With this food shortage crisis, I mean, is that invented or is it real? You look at the price of food, who can afford it? What are they going to do? What are the immigrants in this country that are illegal? What are they going to do? What they know? They go out and they shoplift. They go out and they steal groceries. If they need something, you know, they fill up a grocery cart and go sailing out the door. Who's going to stop them? What if they have a gun or a knife and you're some store employee chasing them out the door? Are you willing to risk it? Willing to risk your life? You don't have a gun. And you're some store employee. And it's like, oh, look, dude, you know, he's going to run out the door with a big cartload of groceries. He must be starving. He's got to feed his family. Grocery stores can't stay in business like that, folks. Think about that. Now, we got 6 million plus illegals in the country, many of them MS-13 gang members and convicted criminals, murderers, rapists. And you have to make that decision. If they kick in my door, you know what Grady Judd, Polk County Sheriff in Florida, said, if they kick in your door, shoot them. Houston, the constable told the lady, if they come on your property, that car is an extension of your property. Shoot them in the head, not the arm, not the leg, but the head. I'm just telling you what I know. You got to research the law. You have a natural God-given right to be able to defend yourself by any means. Understand what I just said. God gave you the natural right to defend yourself. That means that no matter what your affiliated status and how you relate to the United States government, you have the right to possess a firearm on your property with the means of defending an invasion. What's the law going to do about it? Well, you know what they're going to do. They're either going to enforce the law and do what's right, or they're going to come after you. And if you open your mouth and tell them every bloody thing that happened, evidence speaks for itself, guys. Have a look. You guys are the ballistics expert here. Come on in and analyze what happened. I haven't disturbed any evidence. Go ahead. I'm not saying another word. Let them look and decide for themselves whether or not you were defending yourself or not. Joe in Arkansas. Number 3 state. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm older and poorer than I really like being. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind today?
The reason I called. The reason I called is you were talking about how most convictions are because the person confessed to a crime. What I've noticed is when the cops make a traffic stop, it seems like what they do is they ask you a question designed to make you confess to a crime. Like one time I was stopped by a cop and he asked me, why were you wearing your seatbelt? And like a damn fool, I said, because I think it should be my choice whether I use it or not. And he gave me a ticket and I had to pay $40. And then another time I was stopped by a cop, I remember, and he said, did you know your taillight is out? And I said, no, I didn't know it was out. And he gave me a warning and told me to go get it fixed. Didn't give me a ticket for it. Another time, a cop stopped me and asked me, did you know you crossed the yellow line? And I said, no, I didn't know I crossed the yellow line. And so he just gave me a warning and didn't give me a ticket. Now, if I would have said, I knew I crossed the yellow line, you know, I was just being a little bit careless. Or if I said, I knew my taillight was out, you know, I'm going to get it fixed pretty soon. You know, I suspect then I would have confessed to a crime and he would have given me a ticket and I would have had to pay a fine.
Okay, Joe, got another question. Who did you harm because your taillight was out or you weren't wearing a seatbelt or you accidentally crossed the yellow line? Who did you harm?
I didn't harm anybody. And I didn't harm anybody by not wearing my seatbelt. And that's why I thought it should be my choice whether I wear it or not.
Yeah, I mean, that's an argument.
I don't think there should be a crime without a victim.
There you go.
But that's not how the law works these days.
Thank you, Joe. You got it, buddy. You got it. This is it. Where's the crime? There's no victim. Where's the victim? Yeah, but the statute says, do you want to get into the commercial vehicle code? This is why my buddy in Nebraska went out, Joe, and he got the commercial motor vehicle code and started studying it. This is why he won his the next 17 traffic tickets, because he studied the law. He knew it, and when he got pulled over, he was so respectful of the cop. And, you know, he just went into court and he beat it. Because, you know, when you go into traffic court, you are in a quasi-criminal venue. And if you plead guilty, you're going to pay. That's how the system works. It's a racket, right, Joe?
Yeah, it sure is. It's a way of revenue. It's one of their many ways of raising revenue, and they're out to raise more and more revenue from us all the time. I suppose each state has a different commercial vehicle code?
They do. But I mean, they're all similar in nature because states like to pattern after each other. You know, they share ideas. I mean, it's not uncommon for states to make modifications to the code. But see, if you're not hauling cargo or passengers for hire and you're just driving your vehicle, does that make it, you know, does it put you under the motor vehicle code? See, people can't even answer that question. So I appreciate your call. it's amazing. We're at the break right now, folks. Oh, by the way, billionaire Jeff Bezos' space company Blue Origin suffered a rocket engine explosion during their testing last month when its BE-4 rocket engine detonated 10 seconds into the test. Wow. Yeah, boy, you know, you can just, I should have put that under good news. You know, I don't know. Oh, my. Whatever the case may be, hopefully we're going to reach out to James McCanny here shortly and have a little talk about science on water filters. Stay with us.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.